Okay. Today's daf is daf Yud Daled. Large daf. Many words to say, but we're still on Yud Gimel on the base. Many ideas to say as well, not just words, as we'll see. These are exciting dafim. And just amazing, if you think about the Siyata Teshmaya, that it's towards the beginning of Adar, and we're being osik in these sugyas, which we should be osik in anyway. But Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag. Okay, let's go to, we're about the six wide line on the second half of Yud Gimel on the base. Vayivez be'enev l'shalach yad b'mordechai levado, still dashing the psukim, so Haman, it was not good in his eyes to just send his hand on Mordechai alone. Amar Rava, b'tchila b'mordechai levado, first he wanted to get rid of Mordechai, u'lebasof ba'am Mordechai, then he wanted to get rid of the nation of Mordechai, umanu Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, that's like the Mordechai circle, ulabasov b'chala Yehudim, and then afterwards it became the entire Jewish people that he wanted to get rid of. Hipol pur hur hagoral, he made the lottery, tana, kivan shenof al pur b'chodesh adar, samach simcha gedola. Once the pur came out in Adar, he didn't know when to exterminate the Jews, so therefore he said, I'll make a goral. So when it came out in Adar, he took it as a simen tov min hashamayim, a good sign. Why? Omar nafali pur b'yareach shemeis b'moshe. A pur, he realized that the pur fell out in the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died. It does not say exactly in the Torah when Moshe Rabbeinu died, but if you work out the math, Rashi works out the math based on when the month stopped falling and the days of Avelis for Moshe Rabbeinu, it works out that Zion Adar was the day, working backwards from when they went into Eretz Yisrael and when the month stopped, etc. But Haman did not realize something that is also not explicit. He was born on the seventh day of Adar. So therefore, he was only focusing on the fact that he was Meis Adar, but really it was a good sign for the Jewish people because he was also born in Adar. So he didn't realize that when he had his Simcha. The Mitzvah Eisan here says, he says, why is it such a, so he was born in Adar, but he also died in Adar. So why is it such a Simen Tov? We're saying, oh, he was born, but the fact that he died, isn't that not a Simen Tov? So says the Mitzvah Eisan, no. The point is, makshin dafilu yada shenolad gamkin ba'adar mikol makam shaper samach kibin shesofa shemespo reya mazlei. Doesn't this show that the mazel is not so good because he died in Adar? So says the Mitzvah Eisan, no. There's a Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah that says, according to mazel, nobody would ever die on the day that they're born on the calendar, because that doesn't happen. That's so unusual. It's never going to happen. The fact that it happened shows ein mazel Yisrael. The fact that a tzaddik could be born and die on the same day, that shows Ein Mazel Yisrael. That's the point of the Gemara. Not just that he was born, but that he was born and he died on the same day, which shows that Bnei Yisrael are not under regular mazalos, they're above mazel, and that's what he didn't realize. That's the kavan of the Gemara. Not just that he was born, but that it worked out that he had a perfect 120 years. What do you mean, except for 2 months? Oh, so that was the Ritva, right? We had the Ritva, the end of the previous Masechta, that when it comes to Adar and Av, the other time is those two in Mazel Yisrael, correct. Oh, so then you wouldn't even need this, this specifically, even within Adar, this day for sure, you know, in Mazel Yisrael, right. Okay, Yeshno Am Echad. Next pasuk in the Megillah, there is a nation, says Haman to Achashverosh. Amar Rava, Leket Yoda Lishna Bishaka Haman. There was no better Baal Lashon Hara than Haman Arasha. He was the man. He was the Baal Lashon Hara par excellence. There are other chazals that say Doeg was the best Baal Lashon Hara. So I guess those two will vie for the top position. Doeg versus Haman. Omar Lai Tanech Linu. So Haman says to Achashverosh, let's destroy them. Omar Lai Mistafina Me'alokav to the Levit Bey Kita Avid Kamoi. Says Achashverosh, I'm worried that their God is going to do to me like he did to the previous. Maybe the Egyptians, maybe others. Amar lei yeshno min mitzvos. So what does it mean, yeshno? Haman says they're sleeping from mitzvos. They're not being osik so much in mitzvos. You don't have to worry. Amar lei isbehu rabbanan. What do you mean? They have their rabbis. Their rabbis are all doing mitzvos. Amar lei am echad heim. No, they're one nation. Meaning what? So some say, it's kol Yisrael ravim zelazeh. So if some of them are not doing mitzvos, then they're all responsible. And therefore, don't worry about the few that are doing mitzvos. Shema tomar karchani yosef mavalchusecha, says Haman al Achashverosh, you might think that if I wipe them out, there'll be a barren, literally a bald place in your malchus. Will there be one area that won't have any people living there anymore, and that'll be bad for you? No. Mefuzarin heim ben ha'amin, they're all mixed up amongst your amongst your countries. Therefore, don't worry, you're not going to create karcha. Shema tomar is hanaminayu. You might say that they help out your country. They have important positions. No, mefurad. They're mefurad. What is mefurad? Kaprei dezu she'enos haperos. They're like this mule that doesn't do anything, that doesn't have children, that doesn't have peros. They don't do anything for you anyway, Achashverosh. So any excuse in the book, Haman is trying to cut off anything that Achashverosh might tell him. V'shem atomer ika madinsa minahu. You might say that there's a medina from them. What does that mean? So the Marsha here explains, it means that maybe, you know what, why don't I have to wipe them out? Let me just put them in one little country, one little medina, and let them live there. So Tamar Lomar b'chol medinas b'chusecha. Says someone, no, it's too hard. They live all over the place. It's not going to be impossible for you to put them in one place. V'dasem shonos mikalam. Their das is different than all other nations. What does that mean? D'lo achli minon, v'lo nasvi minon, v'lo nasvi lon. They don't eat like us. And they don't marry our daughters. We don't marry their daughters. They're very different. Next part of the pasuk, Vestasi Amelachim Osim. They don't do the follow the laws of the king. What does that mean? The Mafki Lakula Shasa Bi Shehi Bihi. What's that? So Rashi says it stands for Shabbos Hayom Pesach Hayom. They're always saying they have to take off from work. Oh, it's another Jewish holiday. Shabbos Hayom Pesach Hayom. So they have to take off from work. Therefore, we can't do work for you. Again, some of Farshim say, doesn't every religion have days that they have to take off from work? What every religion we just had Washington's birthday. So every religion has days that you go from work. So what are the Jews? Okay, the Jews have one every week. They have Shabbos and Pesach Hayom. Okay, but that was his complaint. If you remember back on Daf Hema Beis, I quoted one of the Achronim who say the Gemara there had a Havamina that they wanted for a certain amount of time to make Purim into a Yom Tov for the Nisr Malacha. But the Pasuk in the Megillah said Mishtev Simcha v'Yom Tov, and then the next Pasuk just said Mishtev Simcha, so it wasn't a Yom Tov. So one of the Achronim there say they Dafka didn't make Purim into a Yom Tov for the Nisr Malacha because of this Taina by Haman. Haman said, they take off so many days. So when we got a Yantif, we didn't have a victory. We don't want more days off. No, we don't. Okay, there's a minhag now, because you shouldn't do malacha, because they ain't a rosam and bracha on Purim, fine. But maker hadin, there is no isser malacha on Purim. Why? Because they dafka, because of this taina. Because that Haman was saying they always take off days. So he's saying that no, they don't take off days. Continuing, and to the king, it's not worth it to leave them. Just wipe them out. Why? Because they eat and drink, and they disgrace the king. How do they disgrace the king? What happens if a disgusting bug falls into their wine? You know what they'll do? They'll take it out and they'll drink the wine. But you know what, Achashverosh, if you touch their wine, they're not going to drink it. So they give more respect to a bug than they do to you, Achashverosh, because of Stam Yenam and Yayinesach. So obviously, we know the reasons behind this. But interesting, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. In Yaradeya, in Simon Kuvzayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, if a bug falls into your wine or your soup, and it's not cooked, right, meaning it's not ta, you didn't cook the bug, because then there'll be tam given off. But zvuv chayotze bo midvarm hamausim, something disgusting. Shenafshel shel adam katzabahem. Shenimsa betavshil zarkan betavshil mutter. That's it. Shein pleitas varam elu pogumim moseres. Right, because this is a tam pogum. You might say even if it was cooked, it doesn't give off the taste. As long as you get out the bug itself, you can't eat the bug, but you just take it out. Says the Rama, haminag pashut. Some people throw out their wine, but that's not the Iker Adin. The Iker Adin, you could just drink it. That's our Gemara. Our Gemara is that if a zvuv falls in, so then you could just drink the wine, but not if Achashverosh would touch the wine. So that was Haman's complaint. Continuing. If it's good in the king, eyes of the king, right to destroy them. And here's 10,000 silver pieces. Amarish Lakish, famous line. A few days ago, we read Shkalim. Golav Yadul Afishim Shamar Vaya Olam. Hashem knew Sha'asid Haman Lishkol Shiklam Yisrael. Hashem knew that Haman was going to deal with Shkalim in order to wipe out the Jews. Lafika Hikdim Shiklam Lishkalav. So Hashem said, no. My Shkalim are going to be before your Shkalim. I'm going to give a mitzvah of Shkalim. And that's going to come before your Shkalim, Haman. V'hayna Detzan, that's the first Mishnah in Shkalim. We had fond memories, Mesach HaShkalim. B'yechad Ba'adar, Mashmi'in al HaShkalim al HaKilayim. On the first day of Adar, they make announcements, everybody should bring their Shkalim, because in a month from now, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, all the Karbanos Tzibur will have to come from the new Shkalim, so they have a month in order to collect them. And also Kilayim, because after the winter, a lot of the plants might have overgrown into each other. There might be an Isser of Kilayim, and the Isser of Kilayim, we know, is not just the reality of having Kilayim, but the the fact that the Bailim are happy with the Kilayim, because the second that they see it, they could have rooted it, it could be fine. Kilayim is only Ne'esar if the Bailim sees it and says, okay, and they're happy with it. So that's why after the winter, they make an announcement, you know, go out to your fields to get rid of all the Kilayim. Mashmina l'shkalam ba'al Kilayim, period. There's a vart from the Bali Musar. I first saw it from the Apterov. I saw it from one of the Achronim last night. I saw it a while ago from the Apterov. What's Shkalim and Kilayim? Dafka in the same Mishnah. Okay, we know halachically why. But al Pidrash, Mashmina l'shkalam ba'al Kilayim. Shkalim symbolize Achtus. Everybody's a machzis a shekel. We're all like one. We should all get together. Mashmina l'shkalim, right? He said, yes, no, I'm echaz, mefurad, mefuzar. So we come together. So we should have Achtus. We all believe in Achtus. But ba'al Kilayim, you got to make sure that who you're with that isn't kilayim with them. Got to make sure that we're all on the same page. We got to make sure that it's not going to negatively affect us. That's going to be shkalim and it's going to be kilayim. So got to make sure in the achdus that we have that it doesn't create kilayim. Okay, last line. The king says, "Okay, do whatever you would like to the nation." Amazingly, the pashtus of the Megillah, this is not what we're about to have a chazal that holds otherwise, the pashtus of the Megillah is that Ahasuerus doesn't even know which nation he has just given allowance to wipe out. Right? Haman says it's a nation, terrible. Ahasuerus doesn't even ask which nation. It's unbelievable. Here, wipe all thousands of them out. Doesn't even ask. Just an amazing, the character of Ahasuerus in the Megillah, we're going to talk a little bit about it today, just an amazing character, what type of person he was. I mean, was he a... We're about to have a chazal that say that he did know it was the Jewish people, and he wanted to wipe them out too. That's some chazals, that he was also a Rasha. But others say he was just a fool, that he just gives his ring, and he doesn't even know what he gave his ring for. Anyway, but here, this chazal assumes that he also wanted to wipe him out. Amar Rabbi Abba, Mashal da Ahasuerus v'Haman l'mada v'domeh, the mashal that we can have to describe Ahasuerus and Haman, to what can it be compared? L'shnei b'nei Adam, two people. L'echad hayo lo tel b'toch sadeyu, u'lechad hayo lo chritz b'toch sadeyu. One person had a mound of dirt in their field, and one person had a hole in their field. Baal chritz amar mi'itin li tel zeh b'damim. The one who has the hole in his field says, oh, I wish I had that mound of dirt. Baal atel amar mi'itin li chritz zeh b'damim. Oh, I wish I had that chritz, I wish I had that valley, that hole in my field. Meaning, they each wish for the other one. They each want to flatten out their field, so they each wish for the other one. L'yamim nizdavgu zeh tzal zeh, one day they meet each other, amar lo bal chritz, the bal atel, mechar li tilcha. So the bal chritz, the one who has the hole, says to the one who has the mound, you know, can you sell me your tail? Amar lo tulata b'chidah v'halavai. What do you mean? We don't need to pay for anything. Here, take it, be my guest. In other words, so Haman offers to pay Ahasuerus, here's all these thousands of pieces, let me destroy the Jews, and Ahasuerus says, don't worry about it, it's fine, they each are happy with what the other one wants. Why Dafka is the, again, how we most understand it, why is the, are the Jews a tail for Ahasuerus, a mound, and a chritz for Haman? So, two pshatim. One I give you from the Anaf Yosef, one of the Mefarshim here in the Ein Yaakov. The Anaf Yosef says, Biuro, ki sibas sinas ha-Yehudim nischalfu eslam. There are two reasons why the Umos Ha'olam would have anti-Semitism to the Jews. Ki l'Ahasuerus gavra ha-sina ala Yehudim achar ki hayu be'inav gavohim. Ahasuerus hated them because he thought that they were very high up, a tachlas ha-sina. He thought that they were always held themselves high, they always took the high positions in the world, and that's why he hated the Jews. V'yalzen niskana behem ki amar ani ve'efsiot, I'm a nothing. I'm a nothing. V'aman li bazeho umasher hema gavohim ba'alei mala. Maybe he even realized that they were high up. But he's like a tail. They were like a mound. So that's why, Tachashverus, that's what they were. Ulam b'sinas Haman. Haman had the hefech. He says, they're a lowly people that I could step on. They're a nothing. So therefore, Haman, to Haman, he was like a chritz, not like a tail. A little more expanded is the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says there are two ways, not reasons why they hate us, but there are two ways that Umos Ha'olam throughout the generations try to get rid of us. Either they try to get rid of us by allowing us into their society fully and trying to get us to forget our roots and to assimilate totally, or they step on us, or they try to get rid of us and, you know, physically ruin us. So says the Chassam Sofer, that's what's going on here. Ahasuerus, what does he mean? He was a tail. He wanted to be machsh of them and get rid of them that way. I mean, he invited them to the party, be like me, and have some drinks from the Beis HaMikdash Kalim. So he brought them up like a tail. Haman says, no, you got to step on them. You got to get rid of them. You got to, it could be a Purim and Pesach, Purim and Hanukkah. Also the difference between how they wanted to, you know, be like us or push them down. That's why to one he was a tail and to one he was a charitz. Weiter. Vayaser Hamelach as Tabato, the king takes off his ring. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. Gedola Hasaras Tabas Yoser Me'erba Mishmona Neviim V'Sheva Neviyosh Nestabel and Lisrael. So we got some famous ideas today. Says Rabbi Abba, greater the removal of Achashverosh's ring, giving it to Haman, did more for the Jewish people, meaning made them do tshuva and tainis, than all 48 Neviim and 7 Neviyos in history. So all of that, one, they could give the biggest Musar Shmuzin in the world. It's not going to work. The second that it's Saras, boom, all of a sudden we're going to do tshuva. Shekulam lo'achzirim lamutav, all of them didn't fully bring them back to do tshuva. V'lo Saras ha'tapas ha'chziras lamutav. But just taking off the ring brings them back for the good. Why not do we focus on the taking off of the ring? Why don't we just say the Gzeira in the time of Purim? So the Anaf Yosef explains, and again, this is what I alluded to a little bit before. Achashverosh's personality was so fickle. It would sound like, he gave permission to wipe out the Jewish people. And the next day, he might say, what did he say, to Esther? No. So he says, okay, no, I'll listen to you. Back and forth and back and forth. He's like, he goes back and forth. So Haman knew this, and everybody knew that Achashverosh's personality was he'll change his mind from the pendulum will swing from one day to the next. So that's why Haman specifically asked for the ring. He doesn't just say, give me a Gzeira, because tomorrow maybe there'll be a different Gzeira. So Haman says, give me your ring, because if I have your ring, then there's no turning back. I have your ring, I'm going to stamp it, and that's just going to be it. And that's why Hasaras HaTabas was the problem, explains the Anaf Yosef. Because the Jews knew that if Achashverosh says something, don't worry about it. We'll get him to change his mind tomorrow. But once Haman has the ring, that's why they go into Tsars. That's why they have a tainus, because they realize that the ring was the problem. Who were the 48 Neviim? The 7 Neviyos are going to be listed in the Gemara. 48 Neviim, so many different lists. Rashi has his list here, quoting from the Bahag. Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yeshua, Pinchas. He goes through the whole list. And then Rashi says at the end, I only got 46. Shnayim lo yadati. Okay? Rashi got 46 of them. He didn't get the last two. The Bach tries to add in. Everybody has their list. Interestingly, the Gra quotes the Seder Olam here on the bottom left of the Amud, where the Gra takes out all the Neviim prior to Moshe. They didn't have the status of a Navi. These 48 Neviim. The Gra takes him out, only starts from Moshe. You take Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Eli, Shlomo, you list them off. He says, Ki chashiv memchas Neviim rak achar meis Moshe. Maybe the others, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, maybe they didn't. What's a Navi? A Navi is somebody who gets a shlichus for Klal Yisrael. There was no Klal Yisrael yet. So maybe that's why they didn't have, they spoke to Hashem, obviously, but they didn't have shlichus, and that's why the Gra takes out all the ones from the Seder Olam, all the ones that were prior to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so the different lists of who the 48 were. Yeah. What? So he says, he quotes Moshe at the beginning, but then he quotes, Lo chashiv memchas Neviim rak achar meis Moshe. Yeah. Even though the Neviyos were from before Moshe also, as we'll see. Sarah.
That these 48 people
want to
leave the Vuladoros.
Oh, so we mentioned, it's going to come up later on in the Gemara, but I'll mention it now, but really there are three kinds of Neviim in history. The Gemara is going to allude to two of them. One is a Navi, who just like sometimes you find in Shmuel Aleph, that there was just a cot of Neviim that Shaul was by, and there was hundreds of people, and we're going to have that all the Jews were Neviim, so many people. So that's not what we're talking about. There's one type of a Navi that's just somebody who works himself up to get close to God, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally talks to him, like the Rambam describes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. That's one category of Neviim. That's not what we're talking about here. 48 Neviim here are specifically people that Hashem spoke to give a message to Klal Yisrael. That's Navi, from the word Niv Svatayim. He says he's there to say something to Klal Yisrael. That's these 48. Then there's the third type of Navi, who just like a one-time shot. Hashem speaks to him because, you know, he has to tell him something. That's Bilam, and that's Lavan, maybe, when he spoke to him on his way back. Yeah.
And we know, and those are recorded in Tanakh?
Those 48 are all, yeah, they're all from Tanakh.
What
was Aaron? Got some shlichus. Well, Aaron might have gotten nevuah, we know, before Moshe was born. Aaron and Miriam, as we're going to see, got nevuah before Moshe was born. So again, it might not be that not all of the people are recorded. Do we have their nevuah? Like Eli. Eli, we have shlichus that Eli was supposed to, we have some, maybe that Eli was supposed to tell Shmuel that go listen to, but again, that you can look at Rashi for the list. Okay, so those are the 48 Neviim and the 7 Neviyos. Tana Rabbanan. Arbam Mishmona Neviim, V'sheva Neviyos, Nesabalem Yisrael. 48 Neviim and 7 Neviyos. Prophesize for Israel. Lo pachzav lo osira mashkasav haTorah. And whatever they did, they didn't take away or add anything to the Torah. Chutz mimikra Megillah, except for Mikra Megillah. That's the only thing. So all the Mefarshim point out that we're not talking here about Siyagim. If you have a siyag because a certain din that was instituted because we don't want you to come to violate the Torah, of course that's allowed to be added on. That's not an adding on or taking away of the Torah. That's just a separate din to safeguard the Torah. That's not what's being talked about here. But it said they didn't add on or take away except for Mikra Megillah. So Rashi says, what about Chanukah? That's the question. Question of the day. What about Chanukah? Rashi says on the last, on top, fourth line, V'yim Tomer Ner Chanukah, for Pascha and V'yim, Avol Mordechai Hayuchag Ezechai Malachi. No, no, no. What Purim was earlier. Purim was at the end of the Golus of the 70 years. Chanukah was much later. By the time Chanukah came around, it wasn't the time of the Nevi'im anymore. It wasn't the time of the Nevi'im anymore. So that's why that's not included. So again, the Mepharshim say that doesn't mean that they were more powerful. What, after the Nevi'im, they're more powerful, they could do it? No, but it's just that describing a Metzius, that the Nevi'im did not add on items to the Torah except for Mikra Megillah. The Maritz Chayis here on Rashi says a little more deeper, and that is, why Dafka Chanukah versus Megillah? Because Purim, as we saw earlier, and he even mentioned earlier, they were going to make that into a real Yontif for the Nisr Malacha. So that would have appeared like a Din Daraisa. So Dafka Megillah, they had to make differently without an Isra Malacha, because that was like looking like a Yontif. Chanukah, they never had a Yontif in mind. They never wanted to make it with an Isra Malacha. Dafka Megillah was the one that looked like a Yontif, and that is why they did not make it into a Yontif, but that's why it's in the Parsha here of, you know, they didn't do anything by taking away or adding except for Mikra Megillah. Okay, one other, the Imre Emes. So the Imre Emes says, what's lo pachzu? They didn't take away except for Mikra Megillah? How does Mikra Megillah take away anything? You know, it could add on something, but how does Mikra Megillah take away? So the Imre Emes says there's an Arizal. Again, some are makbid for it, some are not. There's an Arizal that says you're not supposed to learn Tanakh at night. You're not supposed to learn Mikra at night. It's quoted in the Ber Hetev in Reish Shlam et Ches, the end of the Chelek Beis of the Mishnah Berurah. So it says the Arizal and the Ber Hetev, the Berke Yosef, many of the Sephardic poskim are makbid for this, not to learn Tanakh at night. So we have a mitzvah to read the Megillah at night, Mikra Megillah Balayla. So maybe that's what it's taking away. It's going against that halacha. Again, this issue requires a separate discussion. I just got this new sefer, Rabbi Neustadt from Cleveland, Daily Halachic Discussion. So I'm reading this last week. So he quotes the different poskim that are more serious about this halacha, less serious. Again, the Berke Yosef, the Kaf HaChaim, those who you would think would be more serious about this halacha are more serious about it. But there are many that say one doesn't have to worry about it. Again, what are you going to be doing otherwise? What, not learning? So again, you have to know the downside. But again, there are others that say that maybe with Rashi it's not a problem because that's like Torah Shebal Peh, and maybe it's when it's learned b'chabura, only yourself you're not supposed to learn it. But the Avnei Tzedek says if you learn it with a group of people, it's not a problem. About Kori, a lot of practices laning, so a lot of exceptions to the rule, and it doesn't apply from Thursday night till Sunday because of Shabbos. Different shot of how to get out of it, even if you hold that. But it's in Arizal, so that's what the Imrayan says. That's the paksu in our case.
Even reciting Tehillim.
Oh, so Tehillah might be different because that's just Paterach Tefillah, and that's not Paterach Limud. Yeah.
So
So again, if you say like that Nitziv that we had earlier, that really the night reading is a Kriya and the day reading is the Ikar Limud because you've already been through it once, so then it would that would help out this day as well. Okay, let's get to you. My drosh. So what's the drasha? Where did they get the remez that you're allowed to have Mikra Megillah? Amr Chiyah Bar Avin, it's not fair that we don't have so much time today. Amr Chiyah Bar Avin, Amr Yishuv Ben Karcha, Uma Avdus Lecheiros Amr Mishira, Mimisa Lechayim Lokal Shekein. So we learn out, if from Avdus Lecheiros by Mitzrayim, we said Az Yashir, so surely if our lives are saved by Purim, we didn't just get free, but we stayed alive, surely we should annex an expression to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the freedom. So if they said Az Yashir, we could have Mikra Megillah. Ask the Gemara then, the famous Kasha, Yachi Halanami Nema. So why don't we say Halal on Purim? Three answers. Number one, Lefi She'ein Omrim Halal on Neisha B'chutz La'aretz. Number one, because the Neis occurred in Shushan, and we don't say Halal on a miracle that happened in Chutz La'aretz. Ask the Gemara 1 minute. Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Neisha B'chutz La'aretz, Heichi Amin and Shira. What about Yitzias Mitzrayim? That was not, right, Az Yashir was not in Eretz Yisrael. So if we're already comparing Az Yashir and Halel, so I thought you don't say it on an Eitz Chutz La'aretz. Kidatanya, Achlo Nichni Yisrael La'aretz, Huchshur Kol Aretz Az Lomar Shira. No, before they went in, then you were allowed to. But Mishenichnus L'Yisrael Eretz La'aretz, once Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, that's when no other land is allowed. Lo Huchshur Kol Aretz Az Lomar Shira. Period. Why is an Eitz Chutz La'aretz, an Eitz Eretz Yisrael unique? What makes it different? So the Emek Bracha doesn't quote the Ramban, but it's kind of based on the idea of the Ramban that we mentioned in the past. There is direct Hashgachas Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, different than in other lands. The Ramban expands on this as much as Achremos, that Hashem puts a certain type of ministering angel over every land in the world. America, Italy, Rome, every nation has their own ministering angel, except Eretz Yisrael. Tamei Hashem Alkecha Ba. Maybe Yishas Hashanah Achre Shana. Kadosh Baruch Hu is direct Hashgacha. Direct Hashgacha in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban says that's why mitzvahs mean different, have different significance in Eretz Yisrael. Writes the Ramban, but says the Emek Bracha. That's what's going on here. Because a nes in Eretz Yisrael is a reflection of a direct Hashgacha. That's why that mandates Hallel, and that mandates Shira. Anes Chutz La'aretz is somewhat more indirect. Obviously, it's a nes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's more indirect, and that's why one wouldn't say Shira on that. But that only started, explains the Emek Bracha, once they went in. Hashgachas Hashem, the central attention on Eretz Yisrael was only once Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. Before that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in Mitzrayim with them. Right? Shechintah Begalusa. That didn't start yet. So that's why before they went in Knisa La'aretz, so the this halacha did not apply. That's the Emek Bracha, why Eretz Yisrael is different, because there's direct Hashgachas Hashem there. The Menachas Chinuch has a little different approach. He says you find by a number of halachos that Kahal Yisrael is only the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. And anybody outside the land of Israel has the status of Yechidim, has the status of individuals. We have this in Maseches Tainus, when there was a group of people from Ninveh, I think it was, that asked, you know, we have rain at a totally different time of year, so can we save Yisrael HaMatzor at a different time? So the Gemara says, no, you're like Yechidim, meaning you're not allowed to have your own rules, and you have to follow Eretz Yisrael. Says in Menachas Chinuch, in Reish Pei Dalid, by a number of halachos, you find only the Jews in Eretz Yisrael are considered Kahal Yisrael, that's the Tzibur. In Chutz La'aretz were considered Yechidim. And if that's true, that's why we don't say Shira on a nace of Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Two ideas. That's all number one reason why there's no Hallel on Purim. Number two, Rav Nachman Amar, Kriyasa Zu Hallelya. The Megillah itself is the Hallel. Famous line, quoted by the Rambam, quoted by many poskim. Famous Me'iri on this line. What does the Me'iri say? If you wake up on Purim and you're in a place without a Megillah, say Hallel. That's the Megiri, because after all, what does the Gemara say? The Megillah is the Hallel. So it says the Megiri, if you don't have a Megillah, then you should say Hallel. And most of the Achronim argue on this Megiri. If you look in the Birke, in the Shari Tshuva, in Tafri Sada Gimel, the Shari Tshuva says, no, there's a difference between why Chazal would make a Takana and once they made the Takana. You're right, the reason they made the Takana in the first place was because the Megillah takes the place of the Hallel. But once Chazal were misaking the Megillah as the Hallel, so then there's no takana to say Hallel today. Then you can't say Hallel. Only Megillah. Right? Some say, why don't you say Hallel on Purim falling on Shabbos? Right? Because you're not going to say Megillah, because Gvir Shem Yevrenu. So say Hallel. So says the Shari Tshuva, other Achronim, no. They originally find that was the reason for the Takana, but once they made the Takana, so then there is no Hallel. That's what most Achronim assume against the Me'iri, that even if you don't have a Megillah, you would not be saying Hallel. So other Achron, Rav Huttner writes in one of his Mamarim, in Yilam Gimel on Purim, that maybe Hallel, and other Achron also say this, it's not just that the Megillah takes the place of Hallel, but the Megillah is the best suited Hallel for Purim. Because we know the Nes of Purim was a Nes Nistar. If you have a Nes Nistar, writes Rav Huttner, you have a Hallel Nistar. You don't have the outer Hallel. All the other days of the year that we say Hallel for a Nes, it was a Nes Nigla. Nes Nigla gets Hallel Nigla. But Dafka, we say a Hallel that is hidden because the Kadosh Baruch Hu's actions were hidden. So that's why Megillah is the appropriate Hallel for Purim. And if you don't have a Megillah, again, it would be inappropriate to say the other Hallel. Again, there's a lot more on this, but again, we had a separate shiur on it a couple years ago about the Megillah being Hallel. Number three reason why we don't say Hallel on Purim, Rava Amar, Bishlam HaHasam HaLolah De Hashem HaLolah De Paro, fine, by Mitzrayim, became Avdei Hashem. We were no longer servants. Ela Hacha, Halalo Avdei Hashem, Lo Avdei Achashverosh. Avdei Achashverosh Anan. We were still subservient to Achashverosh. Therefore, our Simcha was not complete, and therefore, there's no reason to say, we don't say Hala. Ask, those are the three reasons. Ask the Gemara, Ben Larava, Ben Larav Gamliel, Ben Larav Nachwim, Kasha the following. According to answer number two, or number three, what about the first answer? Kashav Hadatani, Mishnukzoli La'aretz, Question mark. It sounds like, based on answer number 2 and 3, that if you wouldn't have had those reasons of 2 and 3, meaning if we would have been, if we wouldn't have been Avdei Achashverosh, or we wouldn't have the Megillah, we'd say Hallel. But what do you mean? I thought you don't say Hallel in Neis Chutz Laaretz. It's a much more basic problem. Answers the Gemara, no. Kiven Shegalu Chazu Lachsheren Arishon. Once Bnei Yisrael went into Galus by the Churban, so then that rule didn't apply anymore. According to the Shitos, you might say this is connected to the idea of Kitshel L'Shaitzev Lo Kitshel L'Asalavo, the Kedusha was lost, and therefore that rule didn't apply anymore. Ask the Gemara now, getting back to what we said before. The Suleka, there was only 48 Nevi'im in history? V'Haksiv, it says in the beginning of Shmuel, V'Yihi Ish Echad Min Ha'Ratayim Sofim, there was a man from Ha'Ratayim Sofim, Elkanah, Shmuel's father. What are we darshin? What is Ramatayim? Echad mimatayim sofim. One of 200 seers. Nevi'im. Shizabal and Israel. So there was so many Nevi'im. So what do you mean there were only 48? No, says the Gemara, what we alluded to before. Meva tuvahavi. There were a lot of them. Kidatanya harbin Nevi'im amdulam Israel kiflaim kiyotim Mitzrayim. There was like double the amount of Nevi'im than people that went out of Mitzrayim. Ela nevuah shehutzrachal doros nechtefa, shlohutzrachal lo nechtefa. No, what the 48 mean was that they received a nevuah that was worthy to be written, because it was a nevuah that was given to Klal Yisrael. Those are the 48. But stam Nevi'im that just talked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not what is meant by the 48. Period. Other drashos, what does Ramatayim Sofim mean? Rishon Bar Nachmani Amar Adam Haba Mishnei Ramos Shetzofo Zuazu. He's a man that comes from a place that has two mountains next to each other. Rav Chanin Amar Adam Haba Mibnei Adam Sheomdim Rumo Shal Olam. He is somebody who comes from people who stand on a high place. Elkanah comes from somebody who stands on a high place. Umay Ninhu Bnei Korach. Bnei Korach. We know that Shmuel Hanavi comes from Korach. Shmuel Elkanah that comes from Korach. So the Bnei Korach have a high place, says the Gemara now, in Gehenim. Right, it says that the Bnei Korach didn't die. Tana Mishum Rabbeinu, Malkam Nispatulam, but Gehenim, they have a high place in Gehenim. Even though the ground swallowed them up, they might have done a little tshuva at the end of their life. So that's what it means, that it comes from people who are high up. We mentioned before that the Rashi in Parshas Korach, Rashi says that Korach's mistake was that he looked in, he was a Navi, he saw in the future that Shmuel's going to come from him. He said, Shmuel's going to come from me and I'm not the Gadol Adar, and Moshe's not giving me my... It must be that he's wrong. It must be that I'm right. So, because he saw in the future, he saw a Shmuel, that's part of why Korach had the brazenness in order to stand up to Moshe and Aaron. So the Chida writes that in Shiras Chana, in Perek Beis, and in Shoftim, one of the Psukim allude and daven for the Bnei Korach to be lifted up from Gehenim. So why is that? So the Chida says, because in some far out indirect way, Shmuel was at fault. Because it was because of his existence that messed Korach up in the first place. So Chana, after she has Shmuel, davens that the Bnei Korach should be lifted up, because she shouldn't have her son being at fault at all for the Bnei Korach. Okay, next. Who are the seven Nevi'os? Sarah, Miriam, Zvorach, Anna, Abigail, Chulda, Esther. These are the seven Nevi'os. So now the Gemara is going to quote Psukim for each one. So again, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah are not on the list. The Mefarsha discussed that, why Sarah is the only one of the Imahos. The other ones obviously talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Sfasema says they only spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through their husbands. Like the Nebuah came down through their husbands. While Sarah was separate. Obviously, we're about to see Sarah was even greater than Avraham. Number one. Sarah Dechsev Avi Milka Avi Yiska. She was called that. V'amr of Yitzchak. She was called Yiska. Yiska Zu Sarah. V'alam Nekor Shema Yiska. She Sachsa Baruch HaKodesh. She saw Ruach HaKodesh. She Ne'amar. As Hashem tells Avraham. Kol Shatomar Elecha. Sarah. Shema Bakola. Listen to Sarah. She was on a greater level Nebuah than Avraham. Dover Acher. Yiska Shechol Sachem B'yafya. Yiska also means that everybody looked at her beauty. That's another lashon of Yiska. Number two, Miriam. How do you know Miriam was a Nevi'ah? Tichziv. But think about Miriam had a Nevi'ah, Achos, Aharon. So this is the Farish. Miriam, the Nevi'ah, the sister of Aharon, took, right after Azyashir, asked the Gemara, Achos Aharon, lo Achos Moshe. Why does it emphasize that she was the sister of Aharon? She was also the sister of Moshe. Amr, Nachman, Amarav. Choice of Misnabach, she Achos Aharon. Because she was a Nevi'ah even before Moshe came along. Before Moshe was born, she was already a Nevi'ah. That's why it emphasizes Aharon. The Pasuk, the Mefarshim say that we didn't have to quote this line, but we're just darshaning the Pasuk, because it already says that she was a Nevi'ah. But this is just a timetable. Va'omeres asida imi jetele ben Yoshias Yisrael. Miriam said that my mother is going to have a child that's going to save Klal Yisrael. U'bashar shenolad, and when he was born, nismalik ha'labayis kula ora. The whole house was filled with light when Moshe was born. Amad avia v'nashka al-rosha, so Amram came over and gave her a kiss. Amar law beating is kaimen of wasich. Ah, your nevuah is coming true, my daughter. V'kimash yishlicha liyar. Once they had to throw him in the river. Amar aviyav etefcha al rosha. Her husband came. Amram came along, her father, and gave her a little patch. V'amar law beating hechan of wasich. What's going on with your nevuah? You got my hopes up. Obviously, somebody's not big. Amram was the god of Hadar. He's giving kisses and giving patches based on the nevuah of Miriam. So obviously, there's something deeper here. Hainu dechsiv v'tisatzav achosam erachok ladea. That's why Miriam goes and tries to find out what's going to be with Moshe in the little river, because Shiladas, my Yebisof Nevuasa, she wants to know for Nevuah, she hopes that her Nevuah is coming true. Again, the women, we've spoken about in the past, also the women of that door were much more optimistic than the men. Miriam says to Amram, go back. Miriam, the women wanted to have more children, the women didn't give in to the Egel, but here you have a reflection of that, that Miriam is always the positive one, hoping with the Nevuah. Some say the Rav Yannis and Ibishitz writes in Yaros Dvash that Miriam did not have any more Nevuah once Moshe was born. She had Nevuah beforehand, the Achos Aaron, but then we don't find Miriam having any more Nevuah afterwards, but that's just a separate point. Number three, third Nevuah, Devorah, Dechsev, Devorah, Isha Nevuah, Isha Lapidos, Devorah, Isha Nevuah. Isha Lapidos, the wife of Lapidos, my Isha Lapidos. What does that mean? She says, Oseb Psilos Lamikdash. We assume that Lapidos wasn't really her husband's name, but the Chazal Darshan that she used to make wicks for the Beis HaMikdash. Ishas Lapidos. Chazal say elsewhere also that her husband wasn't the greatest tzaddik. She wanted to be makariv him a little more. So she made these wicks for the menorah, and she sent him to the Beis HaMikdash with these wicks, so that he'll be able to be around the Beis HaMikdash and then become inspired. V'hi Yosheves Tachas Tomer, we darsh in the next pasuk also, Devorah, the Shofetes, used to sit under the palm tree, under the Tomar. Maishna Tachas Tomer, why Dachka did she sit under the palm tree? Amr Shim ben Avshalom, Mishum Yichud. Because she didn't want to have any yichud problems. Rashi and the Bach here expands that the tamar, if you ever see a palm tree, the leaves are very high up. So if you sit under the other trees, maybe it could be a yichud problem and the branches could hang down. But the palm tree, the branches are all the way up top, so there's no yichud problem. So she didn't sit inside. She didn't want to have any yichud problems. She dafka sat outside under this palm tree. Look at Tosfos right next to the Gemara. Mishum yichud kishebayne leha b'nei Yisrael l'mishpat. When b'nei Yisrael came to her to get judged. So what Tosfos is adding? What's the adding? Ask the Mefarshim. What's the adding here? Of course, that's where she's a Shofetes.
No, we didn't know that.
Look at the Psukim. Look at the Psukim. And Dvorah says he's Shofetes as Yisrael. So what's Tosfos adding? So I saw the Iyun Yaakov says, no, the problem is because usually when two people come to courts, you're not allowed to hear one Baal Din unless the other Baal Din's there. So two people are always going to come. There's never Yichud. Two men and one woman. So they're going to be yichud anyway. So what's going on? So Tosfos emphasizes when they come l'mishpat. The Gemara says when people come l'mishpat, they have to be in the eyes of the dying like a rasha. You got to treat them like a rasha because you can't accept anything they say until they prove themselves. So by prutzim, by rishayim, even two people are a problem of yichud. So that's what Tosfos says when they come l'mishpat. So that's why dafka. That's why it's a problem of yichud because it's not just two. Yeah.
Didn't we say that Shlomo HaMelech instituted yichud?
There are different levels of yichud. Some yichud, what's some yichud daraisa? The Gemara at the end of Kedushin talks about the different institutions, but certain types of yichud are daraisa. Dover acher, why else under a tamar? Matamar ze ein lo elalev echad afi soshav osedar lo hayilahem elalev echad lavim shereshamayim. Just like a tamar doesn't have any branches sticking out, it just has one trunk. So too Bnei Yisrael, we're all together. That was Dvor. Chana dechsev, had he no chana, but it's about chana v'tomar, because chana, the whole shira's chana. She davens and she says, Alas libi b'Hashem, Roma karni b'Hashem, Hashem has lifted up my heart, Roma karni, she has lifted up my horn. What does that mean, my horn? Roma karni v'lo roma pachi. My horn and not my pach, my bowl. What does that mean? My son, Chana is prophesizing, is going to anoint Shaul with a pach, with oil from a pach, from a little bowl, that's not going to last. But then he's going to anoint David. David's kingdom is going to last. That's symbolized by a keren, by a horn. David and Shlomo, Shinimshku Bakaran, Nimshku Malchusam, David and Shlomo, that were anointed with a keren, their malchus lasted. Shaul v'Yehu, Shinimshku Bapach, Lo Nimshku Malchusam, their malchus did not last. While we're here, we'll darshan some more psukim of Shiras Chana. In Kadosh Kashem Ki'in Boltecha, there is no one like Hashem. There is no one that can be compared to him. Amar Yehuda Bar Menashia, Al Tikra Biltecha Ela Lavalo Secha. It doesn't mean Biltecha without you, but Lavalo Secha. Nobody, you make everything worn out. What does that mean? Shlokim Midas Tekavadish Baruch Hu Midas Basav Adam. The king of kings is not like a human king. Midas Basav Adam Maisi Adam Avalano. So a human king, when he builds something, what he builds outlives him. his palace, anything he makes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevala ma'ase yadav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu outlives anything that he makes, he creates, and he's always there. Ve'ein sur kelokenu, ein sayar kelokenu. What does it mean? There was no rock like Hashem. There is no artist like Hashem. What does that mean? Adam sar sur agabi akosav ein yochal hadam baruch neshama kibayim ubnei me'ayim. A person draws a picture, and that's it. The picture doesn't come alive, right? Pinocchio's not real, right? You make something, and that's it. You can't put a ruach and a shama inside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzar tzura b'toch tzura. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam and Chava. Umata baruach and a shama kirbayim and ayim. And he makes them alive. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest sire, the greatest artist. Next, Avigail. Avigail d'chsiv. How do you know Avigail was a Neviyah? So, remember a little bit from the end of Shmuel Aleph. Avigail was married to Naval. Naval didn't want to give David HaMelech some of his shearings. And he starts screaming and blaspheming David, and David is on his way to take care of Naval. He's on his way to take care of him because he was Morib Malchus. On the way there, Avigail, Naval's husband, goes out and meets David on the path because she wants to protect her husband. She wants to say, don't kill him, don't wipe him out. So that's where we pick up the story. Avigail Davsib, Hayahiro Cheves Alachamar. Avigail's riding on a donkey, Vyaredis Paseser Ahar. She's going down in the hidden part of the mountain. Beseser Ahar, Minahar Mibayalei. It should say from the mountain. What do you mean in the mountain? Amar Abba Bar Shmuel, Al Iske Dam Haba'a Min Hastarim. No, really, she was going down regarding, she had a Hilchas Nida question. That has to do with that, and that's what the word starim is alluding to. Not Ladam the Harasalo. So she takes her dam and she asks David a Shaila. She says, you know, Tame Yatar. She shows him a Kesem. She shows him a stain. Amar Allah. So David says, Chimar Dam Alayla. What are you showing this to me for? I don't look at these at night. You know, you're not Roa Dan Balayla. They didn't have lights in those days. So Amr Lo. So she says to him, oh yeah? V'chidana dina nefashas Balayla? Okay, so you don't do this at night? So do you do dina nefashas at night? Meaning you're trying to wipe out my husband at night. You don't charge dina nefashas at night. So says David, Amr Lo, Morib B'malchus hu. Full circle Medine. What do you mean? He's a Morib B'malchus. He doesn't need to be judged. We'll get back to that. Let's finish first. Amr Lo, Adayin Shaul Kayim, Lo Yasa Tevacha Ba'olam. She says, what are you talking about? Shaul's still king. Shaul's still king. I mean, David was anointed privately, but for the second half of Shmuel Aleph, David's on the run. So says Abigail, Shaul's still king. What's the machlokas here between, what do you mean, David was anointed, he wasn't king? So the Emek Bracha says, no, he was the king, but he didn't have the Hanhogas HaMalchus yet. So is the Din of Morib HaMalchus on the Melech or on Malchus? Because David was a melech, but he didn't have malchus yet. So that was their machlokes. So Abigail says, don't do it. Amar la. So David says, oh, you saved me from committing murder. Baruch taimeichu brucha ata shakilisini hayom hazeh mibod bedamim. You saved me from spilling bloods. Damim tarti mashma. What do you mean bloods? Blood. Should be only novel. What do you mean blood? That's plural. Ella. The Grut takes out the next four lines, but Rashi has it, so we'll read it. Ella. Mulami chagilsa eshoka. Somehow, before David, I'm reading this with Tosfos and Rav Yaakov Emden, and others who explain Tosfos this way. Chagilsa eshoka. Somehow, while David was coming close to her, she didn't do this on purpose, but she had an itch. Her leg got revealed. V'halach lo'ra gimel parsos. And David jumped gimel parsos. David was very excited. He had a taiva for her. Amar la hashmi'i na li. Listen to me, David says, please let me be with you. Amar la lo tiazos l'chalapuka. This will not be a stumbling block for you. Meaning, David, this was not going to happen. What do you mean, this? Zos m'chal di'ikach risi. Mashma, she's saying, this is not going to be a problem for you, but something else in the future is going to be a problem for you. Umayni umayse de Basheva, meaning the story of Basheva, that's going to be a problem, but umaskana hachi havi, and that's what happened, that's the proof that she was a Neviyah. Because here she's telling the future about what's going to happen in David HaMelech's life. She was also married. I mean, forget that she was married. Forget that she was a Nida. I mean, he had a taiva, right? He had a taiva. So that's so she protected him, prevented him from doing it. And again, there's an important Tosfos here. We're not going to have time today, but you can look at the Tosfos about whether Morib HaMalchus really doesn't need a din or not. Period. Again, we know the story that later on Naval has a heart attack, and after 10 days he dies, and eventually Avigail marries a David. V'haisa nefesh adonit tzura b'tzura chayim. And Abigail continues to David, and if you don't do this Aveira, your nefesh will be tied in the tie of life. Says the Marsha, I'm not sure what that pasuk is doing here. Okay. Kevs Mifter Aminei. When Abigail leaves David, Amrle, she says, the hate of Hashem Ladoniv is a chartas amasecha. Remember me, my master. Remember me. Meaning she's saying that, you know, maybe at a future time we could get married. Amar Rav Nachman, Haidah Amar Inshi, that's what people say. It's a b'hadishusa pilcha. While a woman talks, she's spinning her thread. Meaning women could do two things at once. They could already be planning ahead, even though it looks like they're only doing one thing right now. She's talking about her husband, but she throws in the remember me in the future. Even though it's not what she's talking about. Ikat Amri, or Shvil V'azel Bar Avza Ve'enoi Mataifi. A goose stoops down when the goose walks, but his eyes are looking up ahead. Meaning right now it appears like only the present is being focused on, but really the future is on their mind as well. Chulda, how do you know that Chulda was a Neviya? Dechsiv. Chulda, when the story that's about to come up is that Yoshio HaMelech, when they started renovating the Beis HaMikdash, they found the Sefer Torah, familiar with the story, and they found the Sefer Torah that was open to the Tochacha. And they took it as a terrible simin that Bnei Yisrael weren't keeping the Torah. So Yoshio sends to Chulda, what's the pshat of the fact that I found the Sefer Torah open to the Tochacha? So he knew what the pshat was, but he was trying to put a nicer spin on it. So Chulda, the Sevayir, Chulkiyo, Akon, Vachikam, Achbar, Bechulu, they all come to Chulda Nevia to ask what's going on with this Simon. But Makom to call Yirmiyo, Hechi, Mistava, Ihi. So first the Gemara says, what do you mean? Yirmiyo was around at this time. How could Chulda be a Nevia if Yirmiyo was already a Navi? There could only be one major Navi at one time in history. So Amri Beirav, Mishpe, Derav, Chulda, Krovis, Yirmiyo, Haisav, Lohavi, Makbarala. No, really, Chulda was a relative of Yirmiyahu. And it's not a din that it can't happen, but it's just a covet din. And therefore, Yirmiyahu was Mochel. And therefore, Chulda could be a Neviya at that time. So fine, but Yirmiyahu was the main Navi. So how could Yoshiyahu not send the Torah to Yirmiyahu? How do you send it to Chulda? So Army debate Rabbi Shalom, Rabbi Shanashim Rahmani Yosheim. So he knew that he have a better chance of interpretation with Chulda. Meaning what? The Marsha explains here that if Chulda sees the simon, she'll daven harder. Because she has Rachmanis. Women have Rachmanis more than men. She'll daven harder to try to get the Gzeira overturned. And that's why he sent it to her. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yirmiya lo avi hasam. Rabbi Yochanan has a different answer. Yirmiya wasn't there. Shahalak lahachzer aseres ha-shvatim. The 10 tribes had gone into Galus, and he went to get them back before the Churban Abayas happens. He wasn't there. How do we know that they did come back? Amazingly, so they came back before the Churban, then they went out again. Because the pasuk says, "Ki amocher la memkar lo yashuv," because the Nevu Yecheskel prophesizes that the selling won't go back, the lands won't go back to the original owner. Meaning, he's prophesizing that Yovel will be batel. It says the Gemara, "Efshe Yovel batel v'Navi misnabalav shivatel." If the 10 tribes already left, then Yovel's already batel, because Yovel's tali on most Jews being in Eretz Yisrael. So it must be, if he's saying that Yovel will be batel, it must be that they came back. And now Yovel is Kayim again, and he's saying that it's going to be Balto when they go into Galus again. El Malamish Yirmiyahu Hechzir, and it must be that he brought them back. One more minute. V'Yoshio ben Amon Molach Aleihen. And once they came back, the Gemara says Yoshio was king over the whole Jewish people. Even though for many, many years we had two lines of kingdoms in Bnei Yisrael, we had Malchus Yehuda and Malchus Yisrael, but right before the Churban, the Gemara says, they came back as one. Because Yoshiyahu was in Beis El, and he found a kever, and he says, who is this kever? And the people said, HaKever Yishua Elokim Asher Bami Yehuda. It's about a Navi who, an Isha Elokim that was in Beis El. What was Yoshio doing there by the Mizbech in Beis El? That was not his area of rulership. And it must be that Yoshio became king over all of Klal Yisrael. And therefore he was trying he was going around the whole land. Two more lines. Rav Nachman has a different pasuk that proves that Yoshio was king over all Klal Yisrael when they came back. Gam Yehuda shas katzir lach b'shuvi shvus ami. Yehuda will get another harvest when my nation returns. Again, alluding to the fact that he rules over all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, we have left Esther. Esther's the last Nevi'ah. That's the one that we have left. Be'ez Hashem tomorrow.